News.
Now, diplomacy surprise. Snow and bitter cold. I'm Barton Eckert. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has invited South Korea's president to a summit in North Korea. And correspondent Paula Hancock's in South Korea says the offer is viewed as good, but there's also a downside to the potential meeting.
Our concerns, of course, that North Korea is not actually having to give anything up in order to get these kind of concessions. Before they came to the Olympics, they've made it abundantly clear they have no intention of giving up their nuclear and missile program.
The president won't release the Democratic rebuttal to a GOP intelligence memo alleging FBI abuses of its surveillance authority. Democratic Congressman and House Intelligence Committee member Eric Swalwell says he wants to hear the concerns from the FBI and the Justice Department.
I trust the professionals at the Department of Justice and the FBI. I don't trust the president. So until I hear from them, I don't want to, you know, jump to any conclusions just yet.
Chicago digging out from a winter storm. It's already dropped up to a foot of snow. The storm blanketing the Midwest Friday, forcing the cancellation of about 1,500 flights, including Chicago, Detroit, and Milwaukee. Very cold wind chills are expected across the Dakotas, Montana, and parts of Wisconsin. Some areas could see as low as 50 degrees below zero. The Storm Prediction Center's Brian Hurley.
Saturday morning lows, for example, north of the Dakotas around 10, 15 below zero. Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe closer to 5 to 10 below zero in a lot of areas.
Another White House staff member is resigning because of allegations of domestic abuse. Speechwriter David Sorensen is resigning, his ex-wife reportedly claiming he was emotionally abusive during their marriage. I'm Barton Eckert.
It's 6:02 at 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. Outnumbered 2-1, local taxi drivers are a bit worried that rideshare drivers will cut into yet more of their take of the transportation business now that VIA has expanded its service to 24/7 and is going into more areas now. VIA has been serving folks mainly along the Red Line and during normal rush hour commutes, and it's been doing that since 2016. VIA's general manager, though, is quoted in the Washington Times as saying this is part of a big push it's making to be more available to folks. We're in the midst of one of the worst flu seasons ever, at least in recorded history, according to experts, and the D.C. metro area is getting hit hard.
There's widespread high flu activity in Maryland and Virginia, according to the director of NIH's Infectious Disease Institute, Anthony Fauci. But that prevalence
in the district, whether it's the reporting or not, is less so, somewhat less so.
But district residents shouldn't take any false sense of comfort in that.
All of it is just bad.
Fauci says the best way to avoid getting the flu is vigilant hand washing. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Virginia House has passed legislation putting new limits on regulators' ability to lower utilities' electric rates that are currently earning excessive profits. The bill also provides some rebates for past over-earnings. The vote came despite warnings from the AG's office and regulators that it could result in billions of dollars in unnecessary costs while also effectively forcing customers to pay twice as much for some projects. Supporters say the overhaul of state regulations, though, is needed to help Virginia catch up with other states in renewable energy and modernizing the electric grid. A House vote on the measure, though, is expected next week. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Things look good here in the district. A couple of problems to watch for, though, outside of the district. 95 northbound through Maryland, right at Maryland 212. There's an accident off on the left shoulder. Right lanes, though, are moving okay. And in Virginia, eastbound on 66, just past Washington Boulevard. Everybody's down to just one right lane getting through. That's an overnight construction project. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. This chance of rain continues at least. Well, it's going to carry us at least until Monday, and then it comes back with a vengeance likely on Tuesday, though. We're only going to get up to 50 today, 49 overnight, close to 65 tomorrow, but with heavy rain and patchy fog expected. Right now it's mostly cloudy, 40 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weekdays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. Then at 8, it's The Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. Trading Up at 10. Financial Safari at 11. Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon. Savvy Investor Radio at 1. The Del Wamsley Show at 2. Mortgage Radio at 3. Real Estate Today at 7. Followed by Real Estate Now at 9:30 on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-41-BIBLE. That's 855-41-BIBLE. 855-41-B-I-B-L-E.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Errett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. One of the things I value most in life is time. Time to spend with my daughter, time to spend with family, and the time I put into my company that's reinventing the way women color their hair. The busiest, most successful women I know use Madison Reed, the amazing hair color hack. In under an hour and for less than $25, Madison Reed delivers gorgeous, shiny, multidimensional, healthy-looking hair with an ammonia-free formula. You'll look like you just came from a salon, but the reality is you have more me time to do what you love. Things get busy. Let us take care of you and your hair. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code QUALITY. That's code QUALITY. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
Been a while since you met with your financial planner? Want to know if you're on the right path for yourself and your family? We know you're busy. 2 hours a year is all we ask. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Make an appointment today to come see us, and we'll show you where you stand and get you on the path to where you want to be.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
If you're still looking for the perfect Valentine's gift that's going to check all the boxes, take it from me, Larry O'Connor. You have to visit 1-800-Flowers.com. With beautiful bouquets and deals to match, winning Valentine's is easy with 1-800-Flowers. Right now, when you order early, you can get 18 red roses for only $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for only $10 more. Roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness. This is an unbelievable offer from 1-800-Flowers. 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for only $10 more. It's the perfect reward for thinking ahead. Valentine's Day is only 5 days away, so take advantage now. Make sure you lock in this offer. Only good while supplies last. To order 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for only $10 more, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click the radio icon and enter the code Larry. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com, code Larry.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Larry O'Connor. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Join Caring for Others and the Roselle Center for Healing for Have a Heart 2018. This food drive supports food for others. Through February 17th, make a $50 donation to Caring for Others, and in exchange, the Roselle Center for Healing will offer you a choice of a new patient chiropractic or acupuncture evaluation valued at $225. To learn more and to donate, visit cfocharity.org. That's cfocharity.org or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Circadian Clock, Understanding How the Body Cycles, on Wednesday, February 21st at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to have you with us. Jeff Wolf behind the console. Jane Houghton and our producer this morning with an assist from Doug Bottomiller. And it is good to have you with us. There is plenty to cover in the news on Saturday morning. Probably the heat, if it couldn't get any hotter in Washington, and I don't mean in the weather, I mean in the political climate, if it couldn't get any hotter, the White House has told the House Intelligence Committee that President Trump is unable to declassify the memo drafted by Democrats about abuse of government surveillance powers in the FBI's Russia probe. The Democratic memo is a response to the Republican memo alleging abuse of those surveillance powers, and the White House counsel Don McGahn said in a letter to the committee that the memo contains numerous properly classified and especially sensitive passages and asked the intelligence panel to revise the memo with the help of the Justice Department. He said Trump is still inclined to release the memo if revisions are made. And if you listened to the pundits throughout the week, you heard the talk that the Republicans were expecting that the Democrats just might set a trap by sending a memo that they knew had sensitive information and would need to be redacted, and then would make it appear as though the White House was trying to cover up sensitive information. We heard that talk this week, and the political maneuvering on both sides continues. That, after President Trump defended the former aide, Rob Porter, and you've heard about all about this, the staff secretary, President Trump wished him well in his future endeavors without any mention of the two ex-wives who have accused Rob Porter of physical and emotional abuse. As you probably heard yesterday, President Trump's comments set off a firestorm at a time of national conversation about the mistreatment of women, and they came amid the White House finger-pointing about who knew what and when about the severity of the spousal abuse allegations. Now, Trump said Porter, who did resign with the abuse allegations when they became public this week, had worked hard at the White House, and President Trump wished Rob Porter well. He gave no nod to the treatment of the women whose reports of abuse led to Porter's resignation, but, as you have heard, Rob Porter denies those allegations. Those are the two hot political stories in D.C. Oh, by the way, the Winter Olympics are underway. South Korea. We will take you live to the Winter Olympics coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Get the very latest on the very beginnings of the Winter Olympics for 2018. Also coming up this morning, we'll talk with Cheryl Atkison later on. We're also going to be talking today with John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent from Newsmax.com. Governor Rick Snyder, governor of Michigan, will be with us later on. Very interesting conversation on self-driving cars, what's going on in Detroit, and what all of this means for your future. And it all comes under the heading of mobility. And self-driving cars are on the way, and it just impacts so many different ways that, you know, we live and our lifestyle. So we'll talk with Governor Rick Snyder about that later on in the show today. And also, of course, we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and we'll get the very very latest on the investigation into the FISA surveillance memos and that further investigation, Uranium One. There's a lot of talk out there, and we're going to get the very latest on those topics coming up with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer this morning. It is 6:14 now on the Saturday Morning Update, and we have a check of the traffic and weather. James Stanley's in the traffic center.
Yeah, Rick, thank you, and good morning from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads, northbound on 95, we've got an accident. It's blocking the left side of the roadway on Maryland 212 in that general area. Just watch for a little bit of a brake tap through there. 97, southbound, right at Maryland 100. Crash there just coming in the last few minutes. Looks like that's probably just a minor fender bender, though. In Virginia, eastbound on 66, right at Washington Boulevard. Everybody's getting scooted over to the far right lane through that stretch. Crews are out doing some road work this morning ahead of all of the bad weather moving in. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The WMAL 5-day forecast coming to you from the Weather Channel. It is going to be a little better today. We're looking for a chance of rain, but the high temperatures up to 48 and even warmer tomorrow with a high temperature 61. So we've got some much needed rain for today and tomorrow, and reaching up into the 60s tomorrow. So a little bit of a break from those nasty cold temperatures. For Monday, we've got some morning showers, but they'll taper off in the afternoon. A high of 45 on Monday. For Tuesday, looking cloudy with a high of 40, and ahead to Wednesday, partly cloudy and a high Wednesday of 58. So balmy weather here in the nation's capital will be coming our way. It's 6:15. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Well, we are talking about a lot of the things going on around the planet today, and again, we've seen the intensity in Washington. I mean, we had Nancy Pelosi, 8 hours plus on the House floor? I mean, 8 minutes is plenty of Nancy Pelosi. We had 8 hours of it the other day. And Rand Paul got in on the act, talking about fiscal responsibility. So you have that going on, then you have the whole Rob Porter thing going on, you have the FISA memo going on, and shut the government down overnight. I mean, wow. Are the wheels coming off the train or what? It's kind of like the wheels are loose and both parties are just taking, you know, those torque wrenches and just taking all the nuts off the wheels, you know? All the nuts and bolts, just taking a torque wrench so that all the wheels come off, just tearing the country apart. And for what purpose? All right, so Vice President Pence is in South Korea. He was interviewed exclusively by NBC News' Lester Holt on the sidelines of the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. And here's what Vice President Pence has to say about the tensions between the North, the South, and the North and the U.S.
What are your thoughts about the North and South marching together to presenting themselves as a unified team?
Well, the relationship between the United States and South Korea has never been stronger. We are deeply committed to the objective of achieving the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. When President Moon and I met last night, we reaffirmed our commitment to that collectively, as I did with Prime Minister Abe in Japan. We simply have to see an end to the nuclear ambitions, the missile testing, the provocations of North Korea. And while we understand the inner Korean discussions that have resulted in cooperation in these Olympics, the American people can know that our allies here in South Korea, as well as Japan, and allies and partners around the world, stand four square to see North Korea once and for all abandon its nuclear and ballistic missile ambitions.
And these are some of the highlights of the conversation that NBC's Lester Holt had with Vice President Pence in North Korea.
Some saw this unified team, the idea that the North would talk with the South, as a sign of hope, that there are discussions. It's always better when two sides are talking. What did you see when you heard the North had made the overture?
Well, one of the things President Trump has made clear, Lester, is we can't repeat the mistakes of the past. And the truth is that North Korea has been willing to march into the Olympics under the same banner as South Korea before, in 2000 and 2004, and in the Winter Olympics in 2006. But It was 8 months after the Winter Olympics in 06 that they set off their first nuclear weapon.
And now we have one final cut.
We're going to continue to bring economic and diplomatic pressure to bear. All options are on the table. I mean, as you've got in North Korea, a country that is threatening the United States of America with ballistic missiles and nuclear weapons. But we really do believe there is a peaceable outcome here to the denuclearization of the North Korean peninsula, but it's going to take consistent and intensified pressure to do that.
That's Vice President Pence in his conversation with NBC's Lester Holt. We're at 20 after 6. This is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. And we were mentioning earlier the tension in Washington, as we have talked about. And, you know, you have the poster children on both sides of the aisle for if you're in one party, the people you really, really don't want to see from the other party. And we have seen California's 15th Congressional District Representative Eric Swalwell. And here's what he had to say about the release or non-release of the memo by President Trump.
The House Republicans have already put out a misleading memo, and so the only way to correct the record, to make sure that the FBI's reputation is not unfairly tainted, is to give the American people the full picture.
Okay, so that debate will continue. That's, of course, Representative Rick Swalwell of California, and that is going to continue. Now, if we jump ahead to the discussion of the floor and what happened on the Senate floor, you all saw Nancy Pelosi, and after 8 hours, I think you probably had a sufficient dose of Nancy Pelosi, but would like to feature some of what Rand Paul had to say, because he's very upset that, again, we are raising the limits on the national deficit, feels that it's hypocritical by the Republican Party.
I can't, in all good honesty, in all good faith, just look the other way because my party is now complicit in the deficits. But really, who's to blame? Both parties. We have a 700-page bill that no one has read that was printed at midnight. No one will read this bill. Nothing will be reformed. The waste will continue, and government will keep taking your money irresponsibly and adding to a $20 trillion debt. My intention has never been to shut down government, but my intention is also not to keep it open and borrowing $1 million a minute. The reason I'm here tonight is to put people on the spot. I want people to feel uncomfortable. I want them to have to answer people at home who said, how come you were against President Obama's deficits, and then how come you're for Republican deficits? Isn't that the very definition of intellectual dishonesty? If you were against President Obama's deficits and now you're for the Republican deficits, isn't that the very definition of hypocrisy?
Wow. So you got Republican versus Republican, Democrat versus Democrat, Republican versus Democrat. Whew. Wow. And we're just standing by watching the whole thing. And then there's the stock market.
Hey there, it's Larry O'Connor, and for the past year, I've been telling you about EMP 180 Weight Loss and all the great things they have to offer to anyone looking to begin their weight loss journey. But I was thinking, maybe the best way to describe EMP 180 Weight Loss would be to tell you what they're not. EMP 180 Weight Loss is not a workout program. It's not about one more rep or how often you're in the gym. In fact, the team at EMP 180 Weight Loss recommends you not focus on exercise, but rather on nutrition. EMP 180 Weight Loss is not a crash diet. There are no appetite suppressants, no intense calorie restrictions. You will not count your calories, and you will not go hungry. And most importantly, EMP 180 Weight Loss is not hard. In fact, it should be one of the easiest decisions you can make for yourself, for your family, and for your health. So take the weight off and keep it off for life. Schedule your consultation today. Locations in Tyson's Corner and Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180.
You can have the best of both. Market gains with added safety. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. And enjoy your retirement. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list.
A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
UMUC offers 90-plus degrees, specializations, and certificates, so you can gain the skills you need to advance in in-demand fields like cloud computing, data analytics, healthcare, and more. Get started earning the degree you need for the career you want. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
I've learned so much, and I thank you.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Most excellent. Glad to hear it.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
As the Saturday morning update continues, we're at 6:25, and if there's not enough tension in the world, here's the latest story coming out of Jerusalem this morning. An Israeli military spokesman says Iran is, quote, playing with fire by infiltrating Israeli airspace and will pay a heavy price. An Israeli military spokesman said today that the unmanned aircraft Israel shot down was on a, quote, military mission sent and operated by Iranian military forces. He said in response, Israel destroyed the Iranian site in central Syria that launched it. Subsequent attacks were carried out against 4 additional Iranian targets and 8 Syrian sites. An Israeli jet crashed after being shot at by Syrian anti-aircraft fire, and that marks Israel's most significant involvement in Syria to date. The military said it is ready for various scenarios and will continue to act according to situation assessments. And obviously we will be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer about that later on this morning, get his read on the increased tensions between Israel, Iran, and Syria. And there is more news coming out of Washington, and that is the resignation of Rachel Brand. Well, you've heard Rachel's name. She is the third highest ranking official at the Justice Department, the first woman to serve as Associate Attorney General. She plans to step down. Announcement made yesterday. It's a resignation coming at, you know, obviously this time of political scrutiny and tension between all areas of the White House, the Hill, the FBI, the Department of Justice. She's 44. She's been in her Senate-confirmed position for only 9 months, and she would have been in line to take over the supervision of the special counsel. The word is that Rachel Brand is leaving the Justice Department to join Walmart as the Executive Vice President for Global Governance. Wow. Talk about a nice gig. Get out of D.C. and get a nice high-paying job with Walmart. I wonder if she'll end up in Bentonville, Arkansas, which is where the Walmart headquarters is. I would take that over Washington right now in a heartbeat. Yes, well, we wish our best to Rachel Brand. When the going gets tough, the tough go to Walmart, right? So, anyway, what's going to happen next? Can you imagine what we're up for now? Because now somebody's got to make an appointment to replace the third highest ranking official at the Justice Department. We just lost Andy McCabe. Who's going to make that appointment? And can you imagine what everybody is going to have to say about it? Man, stand by for news. It is 6:29. This is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
Valentine's Day is around the corner. It's time to look your absolute best. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to tell you about the brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift for droopy eyelids. Here's Mary from Fort Collins, Colorado. She says, I don't believe everything I hear, so I tried this eye lift on my right eye. The very next day at work, everybody said my right eye looked better. I couldn't believe it. And now it's your turn, because this breakthrough eyelid treatment is yours absolutely free with your order of Genucel for bags and puffiness. And yes, it works for men and women. Plus, you'll also get the Genucel immediate effects for results in 12 hours. Just go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com, or call 800-525-2720. If you order in the next 20 minutes, you'll get the Esotique RF Collagen Builder and Deep Firming Serum, two bestsellers also free for Valentine's Day. That's four luxury gifts, a complete beauty system for the price of one. Don't delay. Order now. Genucel.com. Genucel.com, or call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
It's 6:30 at 105.9 FM and AM 6:30, Washington's Mall, WMAL. Good morning. I'm James Stanley. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has signed an executive order outlining the factors that a governor must consider when making parole decisions for an offender who was sentenced as a juvenile to life in prison. The order, just announced by Hogan's office in a news release, says that that requires the governor to weigh the offender's age at the time of the crime, as well as demonstrated maturity and rehab, and that the order codifies current practice. A former Virginia Tech student from Howard County has pled no contest in the 2016 murder of a 13-year-old girl.
The plea from 20-year-old David Eisenhower came this morning on the fourth day of testimony in his murder trial. Eisenhower kidnapped and killed 13-year-old Nicole Lovell while he was a freshman at Virginia Tech 2 years ago. Commonwealth's attorney Mary Pettit.
There's a tremendous response to this with numerous agencies. Everybody worked well together.
Another former Tech student, 21-year-old Natalie Keepers of Laurel, is awaiting trial next fall on charges of helping Eisenhower murder Lovell and concealing her body. Bill Thompson on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The third-ranking member of the Justice Department, second in line behind Rosenstein to make decisions on the Russian investigation into the White House, has resigned her post. New York Times reporter Katie Benner says Rachel Brand's decision to leave the White House for Walmart came as a pretty big surprise.
No explanation has been given. We do know that she's the general counsel of a Fortune 500 company. People close to her say that it was just an opportunity that was too good to pass up, but I think it would be naive of us not to note that the Justice Department has been in a swirl of controversy as of late.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. Prowling coyotes have become so prevalent in rural Virginia that some residents are stringing up carcasses from tree branches at farms and ranches. A resident of West Augusta has strung up a dozen dead coyotes. State wildlife officials, though, say there's no population control benefits to stringing up dead coyotes. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Capitol Beltway Outer Loop near Allentown Road at Joint Base Andrews. Only a left side is blocked through there. The right lanes are moving okay. That's a minor fender bender. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. 20 to 80% chance of rain through the afternoon into this evening. High today only 50 degrees. Heavy rain, patchy fog through the overnight, low 48. Right now it's overcast, 39 at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here with Renters Warehouse, the rent-a-state company. These rental pros lease and manage over 20,000 residential homes in America and hundreds right here in D.C. Are you considering the four R's of rent-a-state this year? That's retirement, relocation, right-sizing, or achieving real wealth. If so, Renters Warehouse can help you triple the value of your home as an investment property through cash flow appreciation, equity, and new tax reform savings. They'll find and warranty long-term quality tenants to pay your mortgage in just a few weeks on average. They'll collect the rent, handle the maintenance calls, deal with paperwork, and manage your property 24/7 for one low flat monthly fee. Renters Warehouse makes renting easy, fast, worry-free, and profitable while you sit back and collect the checks. Visit renterswarehouse.com for a free home rental price appointment today, or call a rent-a-state advisor to help you with the real rental math at 202-897-2822.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments, and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, a do-it-or-not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us, or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
États-Unis d'Amérique.
United States of America.
Ah, the sounds of the Winter Olympics. And indeed, we go to the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea. We are joined by Steve Kastenbaum, our own Steve Kastenbaum is there. Steve, it is great to have you with us.
My pleasure and good morning. Here it's evening. It's 14 hours ahead. It's taken some adjusting to get used to that, but we're here. And it's morning by you, evening here.
Well, let's start off sort of chronologically. And, of course, the opening ceremony, you've been to prior Olympic Games. Contrast the opening ceremony with the games you've been to in the past.
You know, after the extravagant opening ceremony in China, when they hosted the Olympics, it felt like the bar had been raised so high that other countries would literally go bankrupt with their opening ceremonies funds trying to put on something that could match that. We saw that in Brazil, that they had to scale things back because of their economic crisis during the summer games in 2016. So the IOC has told the host cities now that, you know, they don't have to go overboard. Please don't spend too much money on these opening ceremonies. Keep it within check, keep it within reason. And I think that's what we saw at the opening ceremony here in Pyeongchang. It was beautiful. It was technically elaborate. It certainly wasn't simple, but it was, you know, a measured approach to an opening ceremony here. And it was a great entertaining program. It centered around young children going on a journey through the rugged landscape of the Korean Peninsula, the beautiful rugged landscape, and traveling through the mythology of this land. And it was centered around the theme of peace. And then after the Parade of Nations, around 2,900 athletes from 92 nations, then the second half of the program, it portrayed South Korea as a modern, powerful nation with technological advances in the future, moving ahead, being a powerful economic force in the years to come.
So Vice President Pence at the opening ceremony, seated within feet of the sister of Kim Jong-un. And was there any contact whatsoever? None, right?
None at all. It was really kind of odd because not only did he not acknowledge that this was happening right there, right next to him. I mean, this is the first time any member of the ruling dynasty family in North Korea has set foot into South Korea since the end of the Korean War, since 1953. I mean, this was really a historic moment for this to happen. He didn't even acknowledge her existence, let alone, you know, shake her hand. And what was also odd was that all of the dignitaries in that box that were seated in that area, they all were on their feet during the Parade of Nations, except for Mike Pence. He only stood for the Team USA athletes as they came into the stadium. And that's kind of unusual. You know, here in the world of the Olympics, politics are supposed to be put aside. They don't always do that successfully in every case. But generally speaking, the idea is that sports competition brings the world together. And the dignitaries, the world leaders that are seated in this special area of the stadium during the opening ceremonies, traditionally they all stand and applaud for all of the athletes coming in. Well, not only did he not applaud for many of the other nations, he didn't applaud for the host nation as Korean athletes marched in. Both North and South Korean athletes marched in together under one flag. The only team he stood up for was Team USA.
You mentioned the teams under the unified flag, and we've seen and heard reports about the tension and how the South Korean people feel about there. There's been a lot of resistance and resentment to that, right?
There's been mixed reaction to this. There are certainly people here in South Korea who believe it is a good thing that these overtures have been made and that it might decrease tension here on the Korean Peninsula. There's certainly no shortage of people who feel that way, but there are certainly vocal people as well who are very upset with President Moon making these overtures towards North Korea and essentially laying out the carpet for them. The feeling amongst some South Koreans is that their president has capitulated and is going lenient on North Korea at a time when they shouldn't be lenient on North Korea, given everything that has happened in the last couple of months here. And they're not happy that their athletes have the spotlight somewhat taken away from them now that North Korean athletes are here and competing right alongside them and marching under the same flag.
You know, Steve, I think it's a sign of the times. We've been talking about the Olympics now for 7 minutes, and we've been talking about politics, not the games. But there is a further political question that I have to ask you, and that is the news that is coming out of Seoul, South Korea, that Kim Jong-un, of course, the North Korean leader, has invited President Moon Jae-in of South Korea to visit North Korea at an early date, as they say, for a summit meeting. And that was announced today out of South Korea. And have you heard whether that's been accepted, or is it too early to tell if he has accepted that invitation?
Yeah, this was an astounding meeting. It took place at the South Korean Presidential Palace. Kim Jong-un's sister and the ceremonial head of state for North Korea and others from their delegation were having lunch with the president of South Korea, and she extended this invitation, invited him to come to North Korea for a summit. He said that they should work towards creating the conditions to make that possible in the future. So he's opened the door to a historic visit to North Korea. And again, no reaction at all from Vice President Pence, who, by the way, right now is at an ice arena in the coastal complex here in Pyeongchang, and he's watching short track speed skating there. He has not reacted at all to what has taken place here to the west. Seoul is a couple of hours west of the games.
Well, maybe we should turn to the games, Steve, since that's what the Olympics are all about. competition is underway, and tell us the highlights so far.
Well, we do have our first medal winners already. There was a medal ceremony that took place in the Olympic Plaza here in the mountain cluster. Sweden's Charlotte Kalla. She was the first to cross the finish line in the women's skiathlon. It is a 15-kilometer race split between two different forms of cross-country skiing. She won the gold medal, becomes the first gold medal winner here. And there was another historic moment there. Norway's Merit Bjørgen came in second. She won the silver. That's her 11th career medal in the Olympics. She is now the most decorated female Winter Olympian in history. So that's what has taken place here. There are four other medal awarding competitions taking place here today, and we'll have some more gold medals given out shortly.
And, you know, one thing, the facilities that are constructed, contrast the facilities there at Pyeongchang to the other Olympic facilities that you've seen in the past.
I have to say, South Korea was prepared well ahead of these games. They built all of these facilities well before the deadline, before anybody arrived here. They had time to do some dry runs. They put together a fantastic international broadcast center, which is where we are at. And it's a building that's worthy of NASA. It's massive, and it houses all of the broadcast companies from the different countries that have the rights to the Olympic broadcasts in their home countries. We are one of those, and the International Press Center is really fantastic. The venues themselves are first rate. Some of them are meant to be temporary, and this is a new move amongst the International Olympic Committee. They don't want to see, you know, deteriorating facilities like they've seen in places like Greece and now, unfortunately, in Rio. So they are encouraging host cities to build structures that can then be deconstructed so they're not lying unused. But some of these facilities are now permanent, like the ski jump, the sled track, which is used for bobsledding, luge, and skeleton. There are few facilities like these around the world, so what they want is for those types of venues to stay there permanently so that the sports can become more accessible to future generations of athletes, and they are first rate. They really did a fantastic job. So far on this first day, this first full day of the competition, things seem to be going smoothly. The shuttle bus system seems to be working well. I haven't heard of any complaints from the spectators here at all.
And what about the access? I mean, you're up in the mountains, and I understand they had a significant transportation upgrade to get there.
Yeah, they created a high-speed train from Seoul to Pyeongchang and on to the coastal cluster, which is about 45 minutes east of where I am right now. That's where the ice events are taking place, you know, hockey, figure skating, the speed skating events, and curling. And then you have the mountain venues, and they've created this shuttle bus network to take you to the Alpine Center, which is a bit of a distance away, and the other events that are taking place here, snowboarding, the sledding events. And they did a really good job in putting that together here. It's pretty easy to get from point A to point B.
And we are talking with Steve Kastenbaum. He is live from the Winter Olympics, Pyeongchang, South Korea. And if people are going to watch the Olympics, some people will watch it wall to wall. I mean, you know, you just, and whatever they miss, they DVR. But what would you suggest as some of the highlights, some of the things to watch for in the competitions this year?
Well, the downhill races are always thrilling to watch. I mean, they are some of the fastest athletes in the Olympics. I suggest watching those. They are really fun and thrilling to watch. It's astounding how these people manage to stay on those skis, traveling at the rates of speed that they do as they race down the mountain. The United States stands to claim some medals in snowboarding again this year. Shaun White, the veteran snowboarder, is back, as is Kelly Clark. These are her fifth Olympic Games, so I would certainly watch snowboarding. Hockey is not going to be as big of a draw this year because the NHL team owners really didn't want to change their season schedule so that the star players could partake in the Olympics this year. So we're not going to see the thrilling hockey games with all these NHL stars playing for their home countries as we've seen in previous winter games. So that's a bit of a letdown, actually.
Well, we really appreciate the full story live from Pyeongchang this morning with our own Steve Kastenbaum, and much appreciated. And must be, how many different Olympics have you been to?
This is my second as a reporter. I've been to previous Olympics as well, but as a spectator. But this is my second as a journalist.
All right, one quick question: the difference,
yes,
the difference between being a spectator and a journalist. Because I know when if you go to a Washington event and you get in as a guest, you know, you can go anywhere in the event. If you go in as media, in many of the events, you know, you're kind of limited to a little pen area and you can't mix and mingle. So what's the contrast like for you there? I would imagine it's a little more free range for a journalist at the Olympics.
It's really amazing when you're a broadcast rights holder. There's the general press, and then there are those of us who have the rights for the broadcasts.
Now you're talking.
It's really amazing because it means that you can go into any arena during an event, any venue during an event, and broadcast from that event. You can record the events and use it in your reports, which is then something that we can do for our affiliates like MAL, and it's a fantastic thing to do because it gives you this perspective and this experience that you don't get, when you're not a rights holder. But it also is amazing just to be behind the scenes and see how they put these games together, how thousands of employees and thousands of volunteers are put to work to make it a successful event. It's really spectacular.
Membership has its privileges.
Yes.
Steve Kastenbaum at Pyeongchang, the Winter Olympic Games. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All righty. 648 WMAL, and it is time for a check on the very latest on the traffic. What's going on, James?
Not a lot going on this morning. From GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. We are still seeing some delays, though, Rick, on the Beltway. This is the outer loop right around Rockville Pike. Everything's off on the right shoulder. It looks like a minor fender bender. A couple of cars got tangled up through that stretch. And they've got an emergency work zone set up on Twin Book Road through Virginia. This is between Pickett and Terra. All of the lanes are blocked. We'll let you know when all of that gets picked up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And we are looking for rain today with a high of 48. Rain on Sunday, high of 61. For Monday, some morning showers, highs to 45. And then on Tuesday, it looks cloudy with a high of 40. And we'll be up to 58 expected on Wednesday. So some halfway decent weather finally shaping up here in the Washington area. And we're at 38 degrees right now in D.C. We are heading to 48. And we're at 649 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
There's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. This is Vince Colonnais. When you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to results for his clients. Retirees Noble and Peggy were ready to sell their D.C. home. Frank advised them on some small but necessary repairs and sold their home in just 4 days and for $30,000 over list price. There's no risk to working with Frank Prindle. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel, and I'm proud to say that I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 855-234-SOLD. That's 855-234-SOLD. S-O-L-D, or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
This is such a blow to investors. You know what, right now, breaking the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Well, the heated debate on every front, any and every front in Washington continues. And we've been talking a little bit about the Rob Porter resignation, and we will continue that and get more detail from the White House correspondent, John Gizzi, Newsmax.com White House correspondent. But we have a little bit of the audio, a sampling of what Donald Trump said that ignited the keg of dynamite. And you've heard there are allegations by Rob Porter's two former wives, high-level White House position that he has, where he is basically responsible for all of the paper that gets to the president, and a very, very important position. He came out of Orrin Hatch's office, and both John Kelly and Donald Trump had been very pleased with his performance in his job, but the allegations from two former wives that had been floating around in FBI advance, you know, background check information, when they do that kind of work, they talk to the two ex-wives. Well, that had not come out until this week when it was made public, and that's when this one started to blow up. So here's what the president had to say.
We wish him well. He worked very hard. I found out about it recently, and I was surprised by it. But we certainly wish him well. It's a obviously tough time for him. He did a very good job when he was in the White House.
All right, so that's what President Trump said. Well, Joe Biden didn't take that too well. He was in Indiana yesterday, and here's what he had to say.
A statement from the president saying he wishes him luck. He has so much talent. That's like saying that axe murderer out there, he's a great painter. No, think, translate this into everyday terms. Is there any other crime, and it's a crime, where there be an explanation that the reason why we shouldn't pay attention to the transgression is because they're good at something.
Well, I'm not exactly sure that's what President Trump said. I'm not exactly sure that you make the leap from allegations to a convicted axe murderer. Joe Biden clearly is capable of that. Potentially that was written by Nancy Pelosi for him. Who knows? But that's Joe Biden, like saying that an axe murderer out there is a great painter. It is 6:55. It is the Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-471-9807. That's 800-471-9807. 800-471-9807. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Saturday Morning Update continues. Here's a story you probably won't hear on CNN or MSNBC. The Rasmussen Report, the daily presidential tracking poll that came out Friday, shows that 49% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 50% disapprove. The latest figures include 35% who strongly approve of the way the president is performing and 42% who strongly disapprove. Well, those are the 42% of the Democrats, of course, obviously, and then the 35% of the strong Trump supporters. That's not a big surprise, but the State of the Union address have had some positive impact. It in the wake of the State of the Union address, Trump's approval ratings have been running slightly ahead of where Barack Obama was at the stage of his presidency. Let me repeat that. That's kind of important. And I need to say it twice because you're not going to hear that on CNN or MSNBC. Quoting Rasmussen Report, since last week's State of the Union address, Trump's approval ratings have been running slightly ahead of where Barack Obama was at this stage of his presidency. Interesting, eh? It is 6:58. It is a Saturday Morning Update. Now, interesting 7 o'clock hour that we have coming up for you. John Gizzi, of course, White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. And we'll get the very latest from John on that situation with Rob Porter and the dust-up between the Republicans and the Democrats. And we've got that for you. We'll talk about the shutdown. You missed that because of all the other coverage yesterday. But there was a shutdown for a little while in the middle of the night. We'll talk with John about that. And how about 2020 presidential candidate? How about a former attorney general? Well, John actually was at a breakfast with him the other morning. We'll have that for you. Cheryl Atkinson is coming up. Very interesting discussion with Cheryl as we're going to talk about the investigators being investigated. And I think you know what that means. We'll talk with Cheryl about that and a very troubling story about Afghan military trainees. They come to the United States for training, and then they disappear. They're around here somewhere. Where? Well, we'll talk to Cheryl and try and find out where. Also, we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Of course, tensions high this morning between Israel, Iran, and Syria. We will talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer about that. And also, the latest on the FISA surveillance situation. Of course, the Democrats had a memo. The president has sent that back and has asked the panel to revise the memo with the help of the Justice Department. So we'll talk with Tony about the impact there. And, if that's not enough, we will talk with Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. Some fascinating things going on with self-driving cars, and you'd be surprised how the Detroit and Michigan automotive industry has responded to the technological changes, and we'll talk to the governor of Michigan. All coming up right here, Saturday Morning Update.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination. And pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.